Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Tulips in Tuscany podcast. We're your hosts, Steffi,
Paige,
and Sarah.
And we're on a mission to share your stories and provide some awesome resources for families touring Holland.
We are three moms to some pretty incredible kiddos, and we're excited that you're here to navigate this unexpected journey with us through beautiful Holland.
Hey everyone, and welcome back. We hope you all are having a great week so far, and we are looking forward to having you here with us tonight as we talk to a very special guest who just so happens to be an Ironman. Before we get started and introduce you, here's a quick word from our sponsor. This is so exciting for me to introduce our guest, my friend, and our local hero right here in Florida, Chris and his dad, Nick.
Welcome.
It's great to be here.
Okay, Chris, we could ask you about 1,000 questions, but we've narrowed it down. I think what we want to know most is what on earth inspired you to do an Ironman?
Good question. My spoken abroad inspired me to do Ironman because she knew that I have a big dream and I need a big goal. The dream was not to become an Ironman. The goal had to become an Ironman. Here are three ways how to live independently on my own. To have a house, to move around in a car, and to marry Smoking Hot Blonde. When I say Smoking Hot Blonde, it's a concept of a highest blonde in the earth who would adore me, who would care for me, and love me by no other name.
All right. That was a good answer.
I don't know if you know this, but Sarah is a pretty hot blonde from Chicago, but she is married. So that one might not work out.
Corona.
I will keep my eye out for smoking hot blonde in the city of Chicago for you.
Okay. Actually, another one. Haley Upton.
Haley from
TV.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, cool.
T-T-R-N.
Upton?
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll have to check her out and make sure it's a good match for you, Chris.
Definitely yeah. Check her out. My time. Thank you, Sarah.
Sure.
Okay, Chris, I'm going to ask you a question about Iron Man again, okay?
Okay.
So can you tell us a little bit about what you had to do in order to train?
So I had to train physically and mentally. I had to ride my bike 112 miles. I had to swim 2.4 miles. And then I had to run 26.2 hard, brutal marathon. And I did that under 17 hours. I had to complete that in 16 hours, 0.09 seconds, in 46 minutes.
Buddy, tell them about your training before the Ironman, how much you trained. Tell them a little bit about your training.
Okay, thank you, Tyler.
You're welcome.
He's from distraction. I trained for about roughly 4 hours through 6 to 8 hours on weekdays and weekends. On the weekends, I ride 100 miles. And I found out that my butt is really cute.
I actually have a question for you. In response to what you were just saying, what kind of therapies did you do to make sure your body was in tip-top shape? So when you got really sore and you got really tired after training days, what did you do to help your body recuperate?
I helped my body to get in the shower, to get dipped in the pool, and then go to Waffle House.
Now tell her about the recovery stuff you do. Like, what do you do at the gym after every workout?
Probably cold plunge.
Cold plunge, every workout.
Okay.
And then when the cold plunge is not enough, what else do you get? What's the other cold thing you get?
I get the hot tub.
And then what else? What's the cryo thing?
And then I use the cryotherapy.
Cryotherapy. And then what about tell her about the boots. Tell her.
And then I wear the boots.
The recovery
every Saturday night when my parents go out.
Yep.
his picks up Sarah.
So he uses
reminder for Chicago hot day.
Okay.
It's his mom, smoking hot blonde from Minnesota.
I see the theme here. I see where he wants to have a wonderful girlfriend just like his mama.
Yes.
Yeah. Like his mom.
He chose her from Minnesota and then chose Chicago.
He chose Chicago. Okay.
So I have a question, a follow-up for you as well, since we're talking about your parents. How did your parents support you during all your training?
So first of all, it's my dad. He has seen the trajectory that I've been having a rough time as watching field games and watching Netflix. For the past 18 years of my childhood, I had to overcome therapies. I had to overcome poor balance. I couldn't even swim a nap. I couldn't even ride a bike. I couldn't run 100 yards. And I realized that, look, if God changes me for the last 45 years of my life, I will complete that 14-minute mile sprint to a 25-minute mile in Olympic to a half Ironman in Claremont, and then four Ironman after that in November 7th. And then he said, "Crazy Paul, I'm doing another half Ironman in Haines City, April 11th. And then in June, I'm doing another half Ironman. And then in July, I'm doing another half Ironmans in Kona. And then I'm doing four Ironman World Championship in Kona. And then I'll be doing the New York City Marathon. And then I'm a motivational speaker. And then I'll be going to the USA Games. And then I'll be going to the World Games in Germany. And then, look, if I carry that syndrome, couldn't even die of independence, then I could be selected and get invited to go to the NBA All-Star Game where I can be every player up. And my wife was impressed that.
Well, now
and now I'm going to break 80 in golf. And I'm going to play with professional women.
Now he thinks he can do anything. And so who am I to tell him he can't?
I'm exhausted just thinking about all those marathons.
Oh, no.
I know.
And I'm hoping you accept my personal challenge today. And I am sure I challenge you to a marathon.
You know what, Chris? Listening to you talk, I'm actually getting emotional because I'm thinking about my own son who right now is 3, and just listening to you sharing all your goals that you have for yourself is so inspiring to so many people. And I just want you to keep dreaming. Don't let anybody tell you that you can't do anything because you've already shattered the glass window, and just keep going. I mean, I'm like getting emotional listening to you share your goals because it's incredible what you've done.
It really is so inspiring.
When the world says stop, you know what I said? I said, no. I'm going to fight against trajectory. I'm going to fight against the evil pain. I'm going to fight through depression. Look, if a Down syndrome child can have a wife. If a Down syndrome child can have a house. If a Down syndrome child in a car going to places, that's me. Yeah. The world record holder, the first person with Down syndrome ever to complete Ironman. And most importantly, I'm an ambassador for athlete sponsorships. And look, if I get a contract for a 76M goal for ideas, then we will have another podcast and I tell you everything that I'm doing.
That sounds like a good plan.
You think their little boys and girls can do it?
Yeah.
Of course they can. That's the message, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you can do it, they can do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
You absolutely know, Chris, you gave me a birthday present on November 7th because that's my birthday. I got to watch you accomplish your big goal, and that was the best birthday present for me. Wow. Because watching you do that on my birthday, I was just blown away, because I never thought I'm from a tiny little island in the Caribbean, and I live in the beautiful United States of America now, and I have a home and a husband and two children, and one of them happens to have Down syndrome, and I never thought I would be sitting in America on my birthday, watching you complete something that no one in the world has ever done. And it just lit my heart on fire for all the possibilities for Tristan. And I am just so grateful to know you and know you in real life and know how authentic you are in person as well.
Okay, Sarah and Stephanie, let me give you three simple words for 1%.
Okay.
It's about working hard, having child, start small first. Then, a year ago, I start small. And I'm like way past that, and I'm up to 300 push-ups, sit-ups, and squats. And I want to inspire both of you to allow your kids to start small, to get 1% better every day for the next 2 years. And I want to see your child to get on the couch and start exercising, because that's a long lifetime habit.
Long lifetime habit.
And to do whatever it takes to become an Ironman and I put trust and faith, and I know one day you will be my child an Ironman.
Oh, you really are so inspiring to listen to, and you're inspiring not only in, you know, I know you've said a lot, it's inspiring for the Down syndrome community, but it's inspiring to anyone. Like I said, I can't imagine, it was exhausting listening to you talk about all the marathons. And I think just for any community, for any child, for any person with big goals and big dreams, you are inspiring, not just to the Down syndrome community, but for everybody. So
yeah, for everybody in every community, really, because I am not an athlete. My husband was a professional athlete, and so he's still very into fitness, and I'm not. And so for me, I want to stick around and I want to be around for a long time for my kids. So I need to develop better habits when it comes to exercise, because that's something that you're inspiring me to do, because you have overcome so much, like you told us. And so now I want to ask a different kind of question that maybe you haven't been asked before. What has life been like for you since finishing the Ironman? And what did it feel like to kind of have like a break from training for that?
So tell them a little bit about what happened after Ironman, all the fun things you've been able to do, all the fun people you've been able to meet.
So right after the Ironman, I began dancing Waffle House. I got football from the Buccaneers and the Chiefs.
Wow.
The Super Bowl. And I knew that I was going to be Tom Brady.
Come on, tell him what else could happen.
And
it's a great question. He's never had to answer this one, so.
Yeah, I went to Disney, and they gave me a special pass for me to learn new experiences. And they gave me the
Hero's Welcome.
The Hero Award. And
wow.
Recently I got the Central Floridian Year Award.
Central Floridian of the Year nomination.
Yeah.
And then Universal gave you a special.
And then the Universal gave me a pressure of maximized pressure.
And then the soccer team gave
and then the soccer game also did a special thing on me.
Yeah. And they gave you a vacation.
This would be so fun.
And you got to go
they got me a fancy fancy folder for the fancy, fancy hotel.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tell them about Theo Von.
And then Bill Von
invited you to Nashville.
Invited to Nashville
for their podcast. Yeah, Theo Von.
And then, oh my gosh, you got also because
he's funny.
He's real funny. And
you know, Mojo, tell where Mojo invited you.
He plays as Dory Jokes.
Yeah, tell about Mojo. What did he invite you to?
And then Mojo is now inviting me.
Professional wrestler.
To a professional.
WrestleMania.
MMA center. Because he said, if he finds this fucking up one.
Okay, that's enough.
To have contract.
This city that you live in, I think they did something for you too, right?
Yeah.
What did the city
was it?
The city gave me a
Central
nomination
for Central Floridian of the Year. Then Maitland gave you something special. What did Maitland give you? They made a special day for you, Chris Nickich Day.
Oh, they made me the Chris Nickich Day.
Yeah.
That's what I was waiting to hear.
And somebody gave him a car.
Somebody gave him a car?
Wow.
Yeah.
Brand new car, awful lot.
Wow.
When God picked out his own car and he got a brand new car.
Chris, that is amazing. Those are some incredible opportunities.
Chris, I got to see this car. I'm going to have to do a little drive-by and check it out.
I have another question for you. It kind of goes hand in hand with that last question, but it sounds like, so my question was, are you getting a lot of publicity since the Iron Man, and how are you handling that? Is it overwhelming for you? Is it something you're still taking in?
Oh my gosh. I just can't believe it.
I'm sure it's surreal.
My dad could afford this. Like, I need a big goal and a big dream. And all this complexity that I'm getting is unbelievable because in my mind right now, it's saying dream, 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 life, life, life.
So how are you handling all of this attention?
And I'm handling it because of all the business that I'm doing right now. And I just hired a full-time people, Sophia, on the other hand, handling a business. And then another bodybuilder, Marquise, does back-to-back training with me. And then also—
So Chris hired two full-time people to help him.
Yeah.
And now I'm a hugely successful CEO of Sales Optimizer.
No, you're not. You're not getting my company. And I'm building
my own company.
Yes, you are.
Of Sales Optimizer, 1% Chris Nickens.
Yes, he is. He's building his own business called 1% Better.
And if Sarah and Stephanie are free for a job, call me.
I'm free.
Can you train Tristan when he is ready to do stuff?
Yes.
Can you be Tristan's trainer? Because
you want to be Tristan's coach?
Yeah.
Can be Tristan's coach.
He can come over and
can do, you do Joshua too? Maybe you could start a camp and just train all the kids.
Maybe we can start an online training program workout.
That would be so cool.
That would
for the littles.
And maybe I can set up a strength lifting gym. We can do some strength there. Down fires with 1%. We have a table set up outside for nutrition, gels, and liquids.
I want to ask you something. I just heard you mention nutrition, and I am very into nutrition. So what does your nutrition look like? What do you eat daily? Do you eat really healthy? Do you take any supplements? That's just something I'm personally interested in.
I usually take a chocolate bar. I usually take like strawberry vanilla gels
and shake.
And then probably one of the shakes from my mixer.
Protein shakes, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And then
you can just.
And then what do you have for dinner?
Walk up and grab it.
And what do you have for dinner?
I'm having Chipotle tonight.
That sounds pretty good.
Hey, I have a question for your dad, if that's okay, if he could steal the spotlight for a second. How did you handle all of the publicity that your son is getting?
So we've been pretty calm about it because we view it as, and we take all requests because we view it as an opportunity to help parents like me and Patty, right, who for 18 years believed one thing, but the last 3 years we've learned something different. And so we view the publicity as an opportunity to create awareness and really educate and at least get people's attention, people like me and Patty, to say some of the things you're hearing are not the truth. They're not an accurate reflection of what your child can do and should do. And so we want to use this publicity and this attention to see how many people we can reach and help them to be able to think about a path for their children that might be different than what they were thinking before. We didn't know what was possible. And 3 years ago, I got more involved at home. You know, before that, I was spending way too much time at work. Patty was doing all of the raising. You know, she was handling everything. And so 3 years ago, I got more involved. And so we were doing more things together. And I started to apply a lot of the principles that I apply in the business world to developing sales organizations. I started applying those principles to Chris. And so we started building a different system and a different approach. This 1% is not a gimmick. It's not a, you know, a cute thing to say. It's actually a whole system on how to develop an individual who doesn't fit into the current existing system. Chris never fit into the existing system. You know, Chris can't go to 6 classes in a typical school and keep up with the other kids. He just gets lost and he falls behind. He can't keep up in the sports system the way the system is designed. So we designed a different system for Chris, one that is better aligned to his learning style, better aligned to his strengths, that we minimize his disabilities, but we focus on his abilities and we follow a different path. And what we've been able to prove in 3 years is that our kids are very capable. They're just thrust into a system that isn't designed for them. And we keep trying to make them fit into that system. And so we're going to be deeply disappointed, just like we were, because we were as active and as involved as you can imagine. But the system isn't designed for our kids to succeed. So we designed a different system for our son. And he has blossomed in that system. And we intend to show the world over the next 3 or 4 or 5 years that physically he's going to keep evolving. Intellectually and cognitively, he's going to keep evolving. From an independence and ability to take care of himself, he's going to keep evolving. Right, he's a different person today than he was a year ago, than he was 2 years ago. He's going to be a very different person 5 years from now. And our hope is that he's going to pave the way for your children and for you to say, wait a second, I need to look at this and think of this differently. I can't continue to believe what I'm being told because, you know, our kids don't seem to thrive in the current system. So our objective is to help you start thinking about a different way of raising the kids and educating them and building up their physical and intellectual ability to the point where they can realize their God-given potential and you know, not be, you know, lost because they're in a system that doesn't work for them. So there's a lot more to that, as you can probably imagine.
Yeah.
We're writing a book on it. We're building training programs. We're going to build educational things because we're going up against a system that isn't going to like what we have to say because we really want to appeal to you. We want to appeal to the parents who realize that system isn't going to help their kids to thrive and who are willing to think about bringing their kids up from an education and a sports perspective a little differently and watch them blossom into the people that were meant to be.
And he created this mentor called Represent Better. And in the system of Represent Better is to be successful, long-term habits. It's really about having the best life of your child can blossom into everyday life.
Thank you for clarifying that.
And you're doing an amazing job with Chris.
Thank you.
Yes, I second that. And I just want to say my son just started preschool. And, you know, going into the IEPs and starting this process, you can already start to see the way that they put our children into these boxes. And it's not just a one box fits all. So I just want to say I appreciate what you're doing, and I think that it's going to be big, and I think it's going to pave a bright future for our kids, because exactly what you said, they learn differently, they think differently, but they're so incredibly capable. So I think we're going to see a lot of success for other people coming along the way as well. And Chris gets to lead the way. So that's pretty cool.
The first thing that happens with all of this is Chris is the heart of this whole system, right? Because the first thing he does is that he makes all of you think a little differently, right? That's the first step in changing. Right, where all of a sudden your world is shaking a little bit, and you say, wait a second, I didn't think that was possible. Now all of a sudden you can say, of course it's possible. If Chris can do it, my son or daughter can do it. Right? That's the starting point. Now you're gonna start asking the next questions, which is, why didn't Chris succeed the first 18 years, and what did he do differently the last three? And you're gonna start asking questions around that to say, how do I start to look at my child and their education and their development in a way that will be optimized to their skills, their abilities, and their competencies, not to the system that's been designed for a different population. And once you all, with your influence and your tenacity, start asking those questions, right, the answers will become available, because part of the answers will come from people like us, but part of it will come from self-discovery, where you're gonna start to do more research, and you're gonna start to try different things, and you're gonna hear something, and you're gonna say, you know what? I heard this from the professionals, but I heard something different from the Nikiches, who are taking a whole different approach. Who am I going to listen to? Right. And so, you know, once you start challenging the norm, and there's enough of you to start challenging it, we're going to make a difference together.
That's so profound, because that's something that I personally experienced just in the first couple months of Tristan's life. That I wasn't liking what I was hearing from the doctors, and they said, oh, he's tracking with his eyes, so that's good enough. I'm like, he's 4 months old. He should be rolling over. This can't be the life for him. There's got to be something I can do to help him be better. And then I just decided that I wanted to challenge the status quo that I was being told. And I know not every parent's able to do that. And so I struggle a lot with the position that I found myself in, to be able to do all these things for Tristan and to research, and then also not wanting any other parents to feel bad that they are not able to do that or provide for their kids in that way. What is your advice for parents that are in tough situations that want to do something great with their child and want to challenge the norm?
So look, the first problem is the system is so big and so strong and so accepted that most people can't fight the system. So they give up. Those of us who have more means and are a little more tenacious will fight harder. But even we, right, don't know enough. And we didn't know enough, right? I thought Patty and I knew more, but we didn't. And so we tend to get overwhelmed by the system. So what I would say to most parents, whether they have the means or not, the one thing all of us as parents have the ability and have the control to do is what we do at home with our kids, right? We have them, the school has them for X amount of time, but then we have them all weekend and we have them all afternoon and evening. And so there is so much we can do. The one piece of advice I would give people that is simple enough until I have the opportunity to explain the whole system, and so you can kind of get the how the whole system will work, is that think of your children in terms of two elements. One is their learning style, and two is their time frame. Their learning style and their time frame is so different from your typical child that trying to get them into the same system is a recipe for failure. So what you need to do is, if you put them in that system, that's okay, because there's a whole social element and there's things they'll pick up. But what you need to do then when they're at home is you need to apply an education and a sports physical development regimen in their life that better aligns to their learning style and their time frame. Right? And I'll give you a quick example of Chris that might help you. What we didn't realize was that when Chris goes from one thing to another, like example, like six classes in a day in school, transitioning from one class to another is something your typical child can handle. Our children can't. they lose 90 to 95% of any learning in that transition because their transition is too fast for them. Their learning style doesn't adapt well to that. So they're not getting a lot. So it's not sticking. They're not developing the memory to that they can build on. So they're going through the motions, but because their learning style is different, they're not retaining very much and they're not building a foundation. The other thing is it takes them longer to learn. So here's what we learned with Chris that helped him go from zero to Ironman. And now the cognitive side is building, his ability to have conversations is improving. Everything is improving, but it's happening at a much slower pace than you would expect. So here's what we did. Instead of having him, for instance, do three different things, and let's say do 30 minutes of three different things, we picked one thing and had him do 90 minutes worth. And instead of doing it for a month or two or three and expecting results, we did it for 9 months or 12 months or 18 months. And then what happened was once we did one thing long enough for us to begin to see results and it became a habit, then we layered a second thing in. Then we layered a third thing in. And over 3 years, we were still able to do a bunch of different things. We just weren't doing them all at the same time. We were layering them in over time, being patient enough until the one thing stuck before we added a second thing. And we found that Chris's strengths of repetition, doing the same thing over and over again, is one of his superpowers. And so we allowed him to do it more and more and more. And then all of a sudden, what we realized was his brain was retaining things better. His memory was improving. His ability to pick up new skills was accelerating. So when we started adding new things after the first 12 months, we saw that he was going from taking 6 months to learn something to 3 months, to a month, to a week, to hours. So we saw his learning and retention and skill development accelerate, but it took time. It took 16, 18 months to get the foundation in place until these other things could kick in. Now, the rate he's learning at is just unbelievable. And you're going to see if you interview him in a year or you talk to him 2 years from now, we don't think in terms of days and weeks. We think in terms of months and quarters and years in the way we teach him and develop him. And if we could do it all over again, we would change that entire style for Chris since he was six. We would have changed his education. We would have changed his focus on sports. We wouldn't have had him in five different sports. We would have picked one and a certain exercise program, and we would have done it for a long time until he got so good at it. Then we would have layered in a second one. Then we might have layered in a third one. So we would change the way we brought him up dramatically based on what we've learned the last 3 years.
That's incredible. That's amazing. I love that you guys have been able to stack progress like that, progress on top of progress, and build his brain and his body that way. That's so amazing.
Yep. Do you want to clarify anything?
Yeah. I have a superpower. It's called human connection.
So that's your superpower, right? Human connection.
But that's an amazing superpower. Yeah. All right, Chris, we're getting ready to wrap up. So on our Instagram, we posted a question sticker so that some of our followers could ask you some questions. And one is actually more for Dad. So in our next episode, we are actually getting ready to do an episode with the dads to hear about their perspective, receiving a diagnosis, how they coped with it. And so my question for you is, with Chris going through all this training and becoming an Ironman, has that changed your relationship with him in any way? And what does that look like now?
Sure. You know, it went from 18 years of me looking at my business and my perspective on how I was going to make enough money to save enough money to have Chris be taken care of for the rest of his life. And so I spent most of my life working hard to take care of him when I'm not here. The last 3 years, the relationship has changed completely. Chris is now completely self-sustained. He makes his own money. He's going to take care of himself, his public speaking career, his book deal, his sponsorships. He's building his own future financial security. He doesn't need me for that anymore. Our relationship now is one where I guide him. We have fun together. He makes fun of me because I can't keep up with him anymore.
That is true.
I try. He calls me old, weak, and frail. And a slug.
And four times trash ass more snug.
And so now I'm doing everything I can to try and be healthy enough to at least be able to watch him do all this stuff, let alone trying to, you know, participate and compete with him. I can't. So our relationship has gone from me being a caregiver to me knowing that he's going to be able to help us and take care of us as we get older.
That's amazing.
That's wonderful. Okay, I have the next question. So Chris, what would be your advice for little kids who are looking up to you?
My advice is that they really need some independence. They really need some motivational. They really need my 1% bad plan. And that is why we're going to sit down and talk over it.
It's about how should they start?
It's about kids that need to start. Number one is to get 1% bad every day. And then for number two, they need to work hard. And in order for them to work hard, they need to eat more chipotle.
Okay. That's good advice.
Chipotle needs to endorse this podcast.
And three, make no excuses.
No excuses.
We don't tolerate these excuses. And we don't tolerate these no limits. And we need to fight against trajectory. And we need to stop the world from telling us what we can do.
That's right.
And we need to say to the world, we're going to all prove you wrong. And we are going to prove the doctors and the experts physically and mentally wrong. And we will know that deep down in your heart, Sarah, and in your heart, Stephanie, you too need to step it up as a
step it up.
Great parent.
Hey, you're putting the pressure on me.
Now,
all right, Sarah, Stephanie. Step it up and get your children to go exercise.
And no dream too big, right, Chris? No. That's what we'll pass on to our kids.
The goal for them to do either.
We're going to have a bunch of Down syndrome Ironmen, aren't we?
Fragile X, and all kinds of disabilities.
Boys and girls and moms, of course.
Oh, you want the moms to do it too?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, gosh. I'm not signing.
So the last question says, how old were you when you learned how to bike? And when did you start becoming very active? So I think we answered that second part of the question was 3 years ago. You guys went on this journey. So when did you actually learn how to bike for the first time independently?
When you were 16, remember? You learned how to ride when you were 16. And then he had his 2 years of ear surgery, so he became sedentary. So he learned to ride. Mm-hmm. Then he took 2 years off with 4 major ear surgeries.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then we got active with the triathlon in 2018.
That's quite the journey, Chris. You really overcame a lot in a short amount of time, it sounds like, and to accomplish a big goal that most people go their whole lives without accomplishing.
And that's the good news for our children, is that if he can go from couch to Ironman in 30 months, then the world is full of possibilities for our children.
It's been such a great episode. You've been such a joy. You are quite the character, and I'm so glad we had the opportunity to interview you.
You're speechless, aren't you?
Oh, no.
Did I give you speechless?
She stumped you.
The first time this interview. Oh,
the blonde left him speechless.
Right.
Oh, my.
Let me end it with a few words. I, Chris Nickitz, Down syndrome person, average company Ironman, local hero. I got battles and everything and inspiration to kids. Most importantly, inspired for the moms who are on this podcast right now. And most of you need to know that I'm single, adorable, and a favor.
Well, you guys, that is it for tonight's episode. I think I speak on behalf of everyone when I say that was incredible hearing from our guests. Thank you to everyone who tuned in. Please don't forget that there are some really, really easy ways that you can support our Tulips team. One, we have merchandise available and we love when you guys tag us in your photos. Two, you can become an official patron when you become a monthly subscriber, which will also land you some pretty exclusive perks. And three, you can help us out by just spreading the word about Tulips in Tuscany. We love you all and appreciate you listening. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.